Those are the live nominations of the Commercial Radio Awards 2016 with Arqiva. Stuart Clarkson is joining us on the line. Good afternoon, Stu. Good morning, Stu.
Morning, Roy.
Been here all day. Feels like nighttime.
I know. Tell me about it.
So that was interesting. Some of the usual suspects there. Jack FM for imaging and Planet Rock for Station of the Year. Is it the same every year? What did we hear today?
I don't think it's the same every year, but obviously we've got some big beasts competing for some of these big awards. And the main thing to remember is that there's no UTV stations or wireless group stations as we know them now, and no UKRD stations, so the likes of Talk Sport are not in there because they don't enter because of the politics of the Radio Centre Awards. But Station of the Year, big national Station of the Year, we've got two Bauer stations and two global stations. It's Absolute Planet Rock against Classic FM and LBC, as well as Jazz FM. The smaller stations dominated by Bauer in the Station of the Year 500k to 2 million TSA. We've got Clyde One, Forth One, Hallam FM, Metro Radio, and Jack FM in Oxfordshire as well. And in the smallest of the stations, we've got The Bay, Central FM, Moray Firth Radio and Radio Borders, both of those Bauer stations, and Original 106 in Aberdeen. Just to recap on some of the presenters nominated in the big Presenter of the Year category for essentially national presenter, we've got Boogie and Dingo from the Bauer Network, also Bauer's Frank Skinner and Christine O'Connell, both of Absolute Radio, and then two global presenters, John Suchet from Classic FM and Ian Dale from LBC. In the smaller TSA for presenters, so this is stations with a TSA under 2 million, again, some domination there from Bauer, Stephen Caron from Metro, Jordan North from Rock FM. We've also got Matt Polly and Geraint from Capital South Wales, Trevor and Caroline from Jack Oxfordshire, and Dave Connor and Vanessa Motion from Kingdom FM.
So,
and go on.
The big story last year, of course, was Moyles coming back and on commercial radio. The Commercial Radio Awards, no sign of him.
No, the Radio X launch has got a nomination. That's in the marketing award category. So I don't know, it's just a little bit too early for Moyles to make an impact this year at the Arqivas. Might see him there next year. But yeah, Radio X's launch up for the marketing prize, along with Absolute Radio's time with Q Magazine, The Year of Digital from Capital, Heart Breakfast in America from Heart West Midlands, and the VOD campaign from LBC. I mean, those breakfast categories that Moyles could be up for next year in the big breakfast show, the over two essays, it's Classic FM, Capital Northwest, Absolute, Classical North, Capital Northeast, and Kiss with Ricky Melvin and Charlie. So again, some big hitters in there, and it'll get even more competitive next year if Moyles is nominated amongst those as well. We'll mention one of the new awards this year, Innovation of the Year, Classical 100 from Classic FM up for that, along with another couple of entries from Global's Dax, Visium and Panasonic, and Capital Extra's My Capital Extra app. They're up against Funkids and Gem 106, which puts Sam and Amy on the local TV station, Notts TV. That's up for Innovation of the Year as well. And one final one to mention, Roy, always hotly contested, Programmer of the Year. We've got James Rea from LBC and Paul Sylvester from Absolute, the two national stations nominated in that category. Also, Paul Gerard from Global in the West Midlands, Gavin Harris from Jack Berkshire, and Brian Page from Radio Clyde.
Fantastic. We also have the Breakthrough Artist of the Year and the Most Played Artist on Commercial Radio. James Bay, Blondie, Years and Years, Ellie Goulding, Ed Sheeran, many, many more.
And there's going to be a new award as well, just announced on the night. Just at the end of the announcements, we heard there's going to be a Music Champion Award, which is presented on the night, as well as, of course, the Arqiva Gold Award. And it's all happening on the 17th of May at the Camden Roundhouse, and we will be there, me and you.
We are broadcasting live from the event. I'm looking forward to it. Hotel booked. Hotel booked? Yes, hotel
cheap
booked.
Cheap train tickets booked.
Yeah, it wasn't this cheap hotel that we stayed in last. Oh yes, it was. Yes, I booked that one.
Oh no.
Fantastic. We got a deluxe room this year though, so it's all
excellent.
Good.
No rats
this year. So that's it. Tuesday the 17th of May, the Roundhouse in London is where all these will be announced. Stuart, thank you very much for joining us. We'll go and do some number crunching now and get the full story on radiotoday.co.uk.